Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Rare rainstorms have turned a huge party in the desert into a nightmare. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
Everyone was asked to stay in their camps and ration food.
Storms sweeping through Nevada's Black Rock Desert, where crowds gathered for this year's Burning Man Festival, have left tens of thousands stranded after desert sand turned to mud. Authorities are investigating the death of at least one person.
And there is concern it could get worse with more storms on the way and supplies dwindling. Crews are making progress to get the lights back on in North Florida, where folks are still recovering from Hurricane Idalia. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We had over 400,000 restored less than 48 hours after the storm, and now they've continued to do more. It's just having a lot of manpower and working to really be able to get the job done. So I think you're going to see more progress throughout today.
He and the governor of Georgia have both requested federal assistance.
Please, let's have a moment of silence. It'll be the first time Duval Street's ever been quiet.
Thousands of parrot heads honored Jimmy Buffett today in Key West. They were decked out in their tropical best to honor the late singer.
I'm Tom Foti.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show.
Jimmy Buffett's website is now disclosing the cause of death for the late singer-songwriter, a rare aggressive skin cancer. Jimmy Buffett had been fighting it for 4 years while continuing to perform. He died late last week at age 76.
The Minnesota Department of Corrections says it's resolved a situation involving about 100 inmates at a prison in Bayport. They'd reportedly refused to go back to their cells in protest over unfair and unsafe conditions there. A former inmate later said they dealt with excessive heat and had limited access to showers for months. Pope Francis presided over Mass today in Mongolia's capital.
This is Chris Livesay in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. In the 2,000 years of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis is the first pope to ever visit here and the first to eat the customary dried yogurt, a delicacy here in North Central Asia where livestock outnumber people by about 20 to 1 in the most sparsely populated country on the planet.
He'll head back to the Vatican tomorrow. Royal fans dressed up their pet corgis and marched around a Buckingham Palace today to remember Queen Elizabeth. This week marks a year since her death at 96. The Queen loved corgis and owned about 30 throughout her life. Organizers say they plan to do it again every year. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit-forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 67 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies, tomorrow, high of 97, lows around 73, tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies.
highs around 94. Tuesday, under partly cloudy skies. 75 Wednesday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 97.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I go on to play. Welcome back, everyone, for hour two of Seth Faces the Music, the working show today. And we started off that set with Todd Rundgren, Bang on the Drum All Day, a big dumb rock song, which he said he wanted to make. And that was followed by Kibo Mato, the duo of Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori, and adding a few other members later on, including Timo Ellis and Sean Lennon, with Working for Vacation. Coming up next, we have a song by the Chanteuse, actress, singer-songwriter, she's a lot of things, Melissa Manchester, and a song from her album For the Working Girl. The song itself, though, has the syntax backwards, so technically the song we're playing next is Working Girl for the...
In the chorus, doing three shows a night, wearing fishnets and feathers under blinding white lights. I've served shorts to hard hats who had booze on their lips, been fondled and leered at for an occasional. Size of a purse. From Detroit to Des Moines, it's the same ugly scene. I'm a cog, you're a wheel, he's a king, she's a queen. From the smokestacks to the meat racks, where your eye lined and curled, there's a lot to be said.
Psychedelic band 10 years after with Working on the Road. And that's going to bring us up to our next break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we are going to find a coal mine and we are going to go into it and start working. And then we'll sing a song about it. So you know you're not going to want to miss that, right? This is WFHR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchen's Open sponsor, Southwood County YMCA, wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, oops, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Dada working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Dada working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired.
Oh,
We started off by Working in a Coal Mine there with Lee Dorsey, a classic R&B hit. And then we moved to Working in a Gold Mine with Aztec Camera, a.k.a. Roddy Frame, more or less. He is Aztec Camera. Up next, we're going to go to the wilds of New Jersey. Well, I don't know if that's where this takes place or not, but the singer is definitely from that state. And this is probably one of the few tracks from his gigantic selling Born in the USA that wasn't a hit single. But you know what? It's still a pretty good song. Here's The Boss with Working on the Highway. You know, as a premise for a movie, when you have a welder that moonlights as a flash dancer doing highly artistic, stylized dancing in front of blue-collar guys, I don't know. The movie makes zero sense. But the song by Michael Cimbello, Maniac, well, that's just good disco. One more break ahead, everyone, before we wrap up the show here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got a classic crossover hit from one of the greatest session musicians that ever lived, and good for him that he later became a household name of sorts, had his own TV show, and released several hits. So he's up next here on Seth Faces the Music on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the down beside the river.
We open this final set with Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman, big hit for him. And then we played a song by the venerable indie rock band Yo La Tengo with Barnaby, Hardly Working, another cheery anthem from a alternative rock band from the 90s, he said with heavy sarcasm. Up next, we have a song by a group who hit it big in 1985 with their album Songs from the Big Chair. And this is kind of a deep cut from that album. So sit back, relax, and listen to Tears for Fears, The Working Hour. We've got one more song to go today on Seth Faces the Music, and that is going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you have had a good time with our topic this week. We will be back again next week with a new theme and a ton more great songs for you here on Seth Faces the Music. Here's Gary and Billy to take us out with Working After School. Bye-bye.
Working after school.
Across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.